loving you used to feel the same. Wide open and running free. Now about all I see are double lines and trouble signs.
Welcome to Whole Mother. I'm your host, Pat Jones. We're at 90.1 FM in Houston and 89.5 in Galveston. Whole Mother is a voice in our community which educates and informs us. There are many decisions to be made out there as a mother, a father, grandparent, neighbor, aunt, uncle. Whole Mother believes that we always need to make our choices out of rational thinking. Choices that are made through education and research and not out of fear, especially fear that is imposed by those who stand to gain by our choices. It is hoped that the education you receive on this show will contribute to changing the way we birth and the way we parent to more loving, positive, and informed choices in order to change human outcomes, because it all begins at birth. First of all, I want to thank all of you that have supported KPFT and the Whole Mother Show for your financial contribution. We are in Pledge Drive, our winter-thon, and tonight we need, our goal is $500 and 6 new members. So I'm counting on you out there tonight to call in 713-526-5738 and help me meet my goal so that I can show Whole Mother, I can show KPFT that Whole Mother is a worthy cause, that Whole Mother can make a difference, that we educate parents. There are no corporate sponsorships. We don't have advertising on KPFT because we depend on you to help us pay our lights and our rent, and everyone else here as all volunteers, which makes a really nice community of people that are trying to make the world a better place. Tonight, my guest is Deb Shafto. She's a kindergarten and preschool teacher. She has 16 years of experience in Houston Independent School District. She's a mother. She's a grandmother of three. She was the Green Party candidate for governor 4 years ago. Today, she is a hand-in-hand certification student teaching Parenting by Connection classes. And she likes cats. Good evening, Deb, and welcome to Whole Mother.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about Hand in Hand. What's Hand in Hand about?
Well, I first encountered it and got very, very excited because I have worked with children for years, and this was the kind of information that I wish I had had way back when. And some of it was available. The Hand in Hand started in the late 90s, 1989 or something like that. And what Patty Whipler, who's the head of this, had understood, and it is supported by enormous amounts of research, brain research, and what she had noticed is that children respond as best they can to the circumstances in their lives. And what she understood, and again, it's backed by research, is that coming into the world, the most important thing to the infant for survival is to make contact with another human being. Someone, as I like to say, who will remember to take him out of the cave when the bear comes, who will think of that baby before his own, her own life, his or her own life. And when the child makes that contact, only when, it's a function of the lower brain, the limbic system where the emotions go on. When they make that contact, that frees the upper brain to begin to look around at the world with inquiring eyes, to begin to look at why things happen or how. Oh, I'm sure we've all seen babies look at things, the simplest thing, with great interest and fascination about how they work. And that isn't allowed by this original contact. Without that contact, they become fussy, irritable. I don't think anybody's traced colic to it, but that kind of colicky behavior is what a baby will exhibit when it doesn't have a firm, loving contact with an adult. And Patty noticed this a long, long time ago and began to have classes for parents. And it has developed over the years until it started out as a different a parent leadership group. And a few years ago, she changed it into an institute, which is called Hand in Hand Parenting, which is a lovely name for learning about parenting and what is necessary. And the striking thing about it was, for me, I've worked with children for years, and the striking thing was, yes, it is the contact. And I have enormous sympathy for women in poverty, women who have to work two jobs, you know, all this kind of stuff. I have enormous sympathy for them, for the lives they must lead. But I also have sympathy for the baby, for whom there is no spare attention anywhere. And one of the things that happens is that we begin as a society, and even some so-called intellectual experts begin to address these children as substandard. Well, there's nothing substandard about a newborn baby. They're all wonderful.
Yes.
But some of them don't get the attention they need to learn. And unfortunately, this isn't in Patty's class, but it's true. Unfortunately, we mostly parent as we were parented. It's got to be the most important thing we do in our whole lives is to raise the next generation.
It's and the yet only we get way we can change the world.
Oh, yes. And we get no training, nothing. So we intuitively do as we were done to. And mostly I think people think about it, and the world is getting better because people are thoughtful parents, but they still resort in general to what was done to them.
Yes.
So this hand-in-hand parenting is a method of coming to understand what children really need, what they're really like. That the fussy baby doesn't need to be left alone or have a bottle stuffed in its mouth. What it needs is contact, loving, intelligent embrace.
Someone that looks into the baby's eyes,
yes,
and has a pleased look, that I'm,
yes,
really pleased to see you. I'm pleased,
yes,
that you're here. I'm pleased that you are in the world.
And, absolutely. Yes. And it's fairly easy to do. I mean, babies are so wonderful. But you can understand, and you can't blame. I mean, blame just doesn't do any good anywhere in the system. But you can understand how these women get overwrought, overworked, upset and endangered because of poverty and not being able to pay the rent and this kind of stuff.
There's so much expected of them.
So much expected of them. We really insist that women be superhuman.
Yes.
And this sort of gives a leg up, this sort of learning gives a leg up to women who will then have at least the tools to understand. I don't know how other women do it, but I remember when my son cried a lot, I would feel like I had been a bad mother. Mm-hmm. And had I realized at the time that what he really wanted was just my attention. That's why he was crying. It would have made things a whole lot easier.
Yes, but it wasn't something you were doing wrong or that he was a bad baby. Or because that's what we think. When our children are happy and well-mannered, then we look like good parents.
Right.
And when our children are off track and they're misbehaving or they're loud or whatever, then we look like, or we decide ourselves.
We decide, yes.
That other people are looking at us like we're a bad parent.
Right. And I've even heard people talk about other people, mostly the older generation, who were had harder parenting than the younger generation, will look at a child in a restaurant. Why, look what they're letting that child do.
Right.
And the child is perfectly happy, going from table to table, smiling, talking to people, you know.
Yes.
Actually being a lovely, warm human being.
Yes.
But because of the older people's upbringing, where they would have been slapped for that, they condemn the behavior.
Right.
So we really need... And this hand in hand goes a long way to this, to addressing the main causes of bad parenting. Mm-hmm. It isn't the parent's fault. It's just we need to look at the child and what the child needs, not what society says or what society needs. And I mean, hopefully, in this new world that we're trying to bring about, nursing mothers will nurse on the train and on the sidewalk and in the parks and wherever they happen to be.
It's happening. It's beginning to happen.
Yes, it's much better than it used to be.
So 713-526-5738 is the number to call. And if you'll call in and become a member, because we need six in the next 20 minutes, we need $500. If you'll call in and help us out, we'll give you a set of Patty Whipler's booklets.
Oh, and they're wonderful booklets. Let me just read some of the titles.
Oh, great.
How Children's Emotions Work, Giving Your Child Special Time, Play Listening, which isn't obvious what it is, but it's listening with a playful attitude toward whatever the child is saying and allowing the child, listening to children crying. That's a wonderful booklet.
Yes.
It takes the guilt right off you. What a bad mother I am that my child is crying. Tantrums and Indignation. And this is, I think that's the best book in the whole series. Mm-hmm. People know less about how to handle that than any other problem they have with their children. And then there's Healing Children's Fears, Setting Limits with Children. And often, that's also, I think they're all the most important book. Setting Limits with Children. When I first heard that term, it seemed to me, why would you set limits? And then it occurred to me, of course, you know, there are times when children are upset and wanting to do things to other children, or other pets, or other living things that you don't want them to do. And there have to be ways to set limits. And these booklets and the class give you an idea of how to handle it. When you set limits, what to expect, and how to handle your own emotions. Reaching for Your Angry Child, and perhaps most important, is Listening Partners for Parents. I think every parent alive has had a time when they just felt at the end of their rope. If this child...
Maybe several times a day.
Right. If this child throws one more thing, I'm going to pull my hair out. And having someone you can listen, you can call up and say, just that. Someone who you can vent with is such a relief. And especially if it's a mutual relationship, then that person can feel free to call you when they're ready to tear their hair out. It's a wonderful idea. Anyway,
so that's something that you learn in hand-in-hand
that's something
parenting
you learned
classes.
In hand-in-hand parenting classes. And the booklets are invaluable. That is at least worth twice a membership.
Yes, I agree. They're wonderful booklets. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. You're listening to Whole Mother. I'm Pat Jones, and my guest this evening is Deb Shafto, who is a preschool and kindergarten teacher for 16 years, and now she teaches hand-in-hand. Yay! Listen to that phone ring! Woo-hoo! Thank you! So in just a minute, let's go out and talk to Robin and see how we're doing, but maybe we'll be thanking that person that just called. So you teach hand-in-hand parenting classes based on Patty Whipler's work.
Yes.
You're a certification student.
I'm getting certified. There's a lot to learn. And there's a lot, even though the basic ideas about brain research are available that you could read through in a couple hours in an afternoon, the actual functioning of it, how you manage over time and in different emotional states, is really important. And I encourage everybody to do it. I really do.
So tell us now what happens. We have a child that's crying. She's having a big meltdown. She didn't get her bread cut the right way. She doesn't want that pair of shoes or socks or, and she's... It's like a national disaster.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, the thing is that when her world doesn't seem to be correct for her, when things aren't going just the way she feels they ought to, she has reverted to this lower brain kind of thing, where is somebody for me? Where is somebody for me? And she cannot come out of that.
She lost a connection.
She's lost her connection. She can't come out of it until she gets that connection back. So the average parent, or many parents at least, will smack the child on the butt and think they've done a responsible parenting job, but it just drives the child further away. And
because she feels hurt now.
And the only thing she knows how to do in order not to get hit again is to squash it down, to swallow hard, and stop herself from crying. Mm-hmm. And those hurts that are not let go of follow you for the rest of your life.
So when she doesn't get to cry about a hurt and she has to stuff it, it now becomes some cellular...
Right. It's stuffed in part of her mind. Mm-hmm. And anything, the way the brain works, anything that reminds you of that, like 20 years later, a shoe store where they don't have her size, is going to cause a major upset. And she won't even know why. She's going to feel crazy as anything because she won't remember this temper tantrum with her mother about the shoes, but
because she didn't get to have all
because
of her
she
feelings
didn't get
it
to
time.
Do it at the time, uh-huh. And one of the things that we teach in the hand in hand is giving children that time.
Uh-huh. Very critical. Good. So let's go to Robin real quick. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
How are we doing out there?
We're doing pretty well out here. We have a call for someone. Hi, who is looking for those
Patty Whipler booklets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those are $40.
Okay.
Become a new member because we need 6 in the next 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Become a member and we'll send, Deb and I will send you a set of booklets. Become a member for $40. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'd like to have more than that because our goal is $500. In the next 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take $40 and send you a set of booklets because we want you to have them.
This is a great resource for parents, old and new. And for a $40 donation, you get to support Whole Mother, which is a unique show on air, and to receive something that will be very helpful. So 713-526-5738. Or online at kpft.org.
Thank you, Robin.
And don't think for a minute that it's just for new parents. Grandparents can also help their children be better parents with this understanding about what's required.
Anyone who has any contact with children anywhere, the information in these booklets can help you understand what's happening when your children do what Patty Whipler calls off-track behavior. You know, off-track behavior looks like that temper tantrum, that meltdown, that reaction that seems overly dramatized. These booklets can help you see what's happening and what that child needs. She needs attention.
Mm-hmm.
She needs connection. She needs someone who says, "I'll be here. I'm right here. I want to hear your feelings." And
yes, and one of the things I want to be sure and mention, this is true, but one of the things I want to be sure and mention while we still have time is that this is a worldwide operation. There are branches in Australia, Canada, France, England, Israel, South Africa, Switzerland. I have a weekly phone call where there's a woman from Australia, a woman from Germany, a woman from California, and we are on the phone every week talking about what our experiences are this week and where we need help. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, I love that it's all over the world and all different languages, and people are learning what children need and not shutting children down, but helping children to have their feelings and be able to feel connected and get their thinking.
And the thing that I think is most important about this is, I think you are absolutely right, that this is the only way we're going to change the world.
Yes.
We are not going to buy a bigger bomb, a bigger car, a bigger refrigerator, or amass another $1 billion to change the world. It's only going to be when we raise our children with love and cooperation and understanding.
And attention.
That they will grow up to be people that you want in your neighborhood.
Yes, yes. I like the little example that you gave about how babies are born. They don't have any hate.
No.
Children don't have, they're not born with hate. They're not born with jealousy. They're not born with greed. They're not born with judgment about themselves or anyone else. They don't care they have cellulite on their butts.
And the most fun thing in the world is to watch a young person explore the world. They do it with open eyes, awe, and admiration for everything living and not living.
Yes.
And that's the world we want them to continue with.
Yes. To be really pleased with themselves. Like, you know, when they're really young, they're so pleased with everything they do. They're just pleased with themselves. And it would be so good if all human beings could be pleased with themselves.
And I think it's really necessary to have peace. I mean, what do you need another $1 million for? When you are unhappy with who you are, then you need other things to come in and make it up. And of course, it never really makes it up. There's always another million you need.
Right.
But the person who's content with themselves will make peace, make poetry, make a friendship, and care for everyone.
Yes, and make the world a safe place to be. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. I'm very grateful that we have KPFT and that we have Whole Mother. I'm grateful for all the volunteers that are out there, for all the people that work hard to make this station and keep Whole Mother on the air. But we have to have your support right now. 713-526-5738 is the number to call. I'll be so grateful to continue to bring you information like we are today. Well, tell us a little more about Hand in Hand. They have a website.
Yes, they do. They have a website. I think it's handinhand.org, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's branches all over the world, changing the way people view children everywhere. In the beginning, when Patty Whiffler started this, it became so successful that she began to get grants from foundations. And then it spread to state governments. And there's been a lot of work this way, but it takes some real dedication to keep the program going and going and going. And it's not a bad thing. A lot of people come in and take what they need from it. I mean, that's the intent. Mm-hmm. Come in, take what you need from it, and move on with your life. And I'm sure it's been a contributing factor to the fact that the world is getting greener. People are paying more and more attention to the quality of life, and more people are deciding that a bigger refrigerator than yours isn't the most important thing. Having loving neighbors is. Mm-hmm. And there's more care for the earth. There's more all kinds of good things going on, and this certainly contributes to it.
Yes. So you can get a set of booklets by Patty Whiffler to become a new member, or for $40 is all it takes. We'll take more than that if you can. Whatever you can do, we'll be really grateful for. So I've noticed on the Hand in Hand website that they have lots of articles about things like if your child is biting or if your child is hitting another child, or they have lots of articles and links.
And I think also on the website is very well documented with research. If you paw through it, and the first level, there's just exactly what you were saying, how to deal with this and how to deal with that, and the list of classes and that sort of thing. But if you dig deeper, the actual research by people that support this on a scientific basis is available. Mm-hmm. It's all there.
Yes. It's so good that it's supported by research, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Yes,
it isn't
like
just
that.
Somebody's idea.
Right. So if someone would like to take a hand-in-hand parenting class, could they contact you?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. How would they do that?
I give you my home phone number.
All right.
Did you
call? Oh, boy.
Yes. My home phone.
Yay. Thank you.
I got all excited. 713-641-2815. My name is Deb Shafto, and you are more than welcome to call. If I'm not there, leave a message that that's what you're interested in. I will surely get back to you as quickly as I get the message.
Very good. Tell them your phone number one more time.
713-641-2815.
Well, we're just about out of time, but in closing, what would you like people to know about Hand in Hand and parenting by connection?
I think that with the tough business of parenting, I think this is essential to keep your sanity, to raise healthy, loving children who will delight in learning their whole lives. The first thing generally we learn is that we're bad, we've been doing wrong, and we're no good, and it clamps down the ability to learn other things. You can't learn geometry if you think you're stupid. Mm-hmm. Opening
and
that
can't
door.
You have your feelings.
Yes.
And if your feelings aren't okay,
then
you might not be okay.
That's right. You consider yourself not okay. So you're a minor participant in the world where you should be full tilt boogie at the way you want to live your life. And that's available. That's really available through these programs, not just for the children you raise, but for the people who are doing the raising. That is available.
Sounds like a really good thing. So for $40, become a member.
Yes.
You can have a set of Patty Whippler's booklets.
Absolutely.
Before we close, how are we doing out there, Robin? Do we have people to thank?
Oh, absolutely. We do.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'd like to thank new member Jordan, who will be getting those booklets. So thank
you,
Jordan from Houston.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank returning member Sherry Urban.
Oh, Sherry, thank you so much.
And she wanted to call in to support Whole Mother and to receive those booklets.
Yay.
Good deal.
And returning member Moni, she appreciates having the program available.
Oh, thank you, Moni.
And we'll also be using those booklets, too. There will be people who are parenting just a little bit better.
Very good.
In just a little while.
Very good, Robin. Thank you, Robin, for all you do for KPFT.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, Deb. So closing words for our audience.
Closing words. Love your children, enjoy them, and appreciate yourself the way you love your children.
Yeah, that's another piece about parenting by connection is appreciating yourself as a parent and having a partner, a listening partner out there that can listen to you and validate the good work that you do. All parents love their children. They want to do a good job.
Yes.
They just don't have much support.
No, they don't have support, and they have the old ideas from how they were treated.
Yes.
And we just don't have any other education. This is the other education.
Yes, very good. Thank you for what you do, Deb.
Thanks.
Let's see. Stay tuned to Akua with Pan-African Journal. Thank you to our engineer and our production coordinator, Gordon. Thank you out there for listening to Whole Mother. Again, the number is 713-526-5738. It's not too late to call. Or you can go online and kpft.org and make a donation. And thank you all. I'm Pat Jones, and this is KPFT Radio for Peace.
dreams that you dream of.